It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
The U.S. was not the only country that released their planted acreage report on Tuesday morning. We also saw the report coming from Canada. Stats Canada releasing their estimates for their 26 planted acres. We'll talk about that after this break.
Spring planting is here, and it's time to make the final adjustments to your 2026 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Not only did the USDA release their planted acres estimates for 2026 on June 30th, but Stats Canada came with their estimates for Canada as well. According to the numbers, all wheat acres are expected to come in at 25.33 million. That was down from expectations of 26.3. That's a decrease of 6% from the previous year. For spring wheat, acres are expected to be at 18.07 million. That's versus expectations of 18.8. That's also down about 4% for the year. Durum acres came in at 5.86 million. That's down 10% from the previous year. Looking at it for barley, acres did see a little bit of an increase, 6.7 million versus 6.5 expected. That was up 9%. Where we did see some decrease, or another increase, canola acres increased to 23.4 million. That's versus expectations of 22.8. A little bit bearish to the canola market. That's up 8%. Corn for grain came in at 3.96 million. That's up 5% from the previous year. And soybean acres came in at 5.96 million. That's up 3% from the previous year. Overall, wheat gave up the acres, and we did see canola, and corn, and soybeans pick up acres.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.